Test 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 1 2 Hello, welcome to our pre-show for the 25th. I'm gonna do something a little kind of different here. I have here in front of me two letters written, as you can see, from WBVM Radio, 1550 Utica, New York. Can you see the address? Okay, well, it's backwards, you know, but it's WBVM, and they're letters that I wrote to my mother in 1975, in June and August of 1975. And I propose tonight on these airwaves to read one of them on the air while Bud and David G. Hall give me shit. You know, you gotta jazz it up, Phil. Dear Mom, firstly, excuse the typing, but you know me and letter writing. This is the easiest way for me to write. Besides, my hand is subject to acute cramp just signing my name. I'm lazy, in other words. Well, the flight from L.A. to Pittsburgh was uneventful but thoroughly enjoyable. It's when I arrived in the toilet they call Pittsburgh International Airport and hopped Allegheny Airlines on the final leg to Utica that everything went wrong. The pilots on Allegheny must be former suicide flyers for the Emperor of Japan. What the fuck? This is me writing to my mom. I was 22 going on 23 years of age. Fusco Broadcasting Corporation, Utica, New York, WBVM. So I wrote this to my mom. God damn it, when? Did I date it? I didn't date it. But it would be June. It would be June of 75. That's when I went to Utica. I signed it Philip, because that's what she called me. My mother called me Philip, so, you know, we got to do what our mothers do. And, you know, and I had, the reason why I found these letters to be so amazing for me was that I had such a tough relationship with my mom. I can't get into it, but I just had a very problematic relationship with my mother that we never quite solved. And I'm sorry for that, you know, but I talk to her a lot now. Let me see here. Yeah, Phil, this is...
Yeah, it's David G. Hall, Phil, and congratulations.
Excuse me. Testing. So let's see what we can do. Well, I can see I'm going to have to turn this fucking thing off and reboot it. Or not reboot it, but reload it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Phil Henry Show is on the air.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Phil Henry Show is on the air.
David, where are you at?
You know, I'm over at Ted's of Beverly Hills right now, Phil. And I'm having some, I'm over at Ted's of Beverly Hills right now, Phil. I'm having a small, just a baseball steak.
What is a baseball steak, by the way? Do you mind me asking?
What is a what?
What's a baseball steak?
A baseball steak, Ted, I don't know.
Phil, hi. A baseball steak is a steak that's just a small, round steak.
Testing. A baseball steak is a center cut of beef taken from the top sirloin cap steak. Baseball steaks differ from sirloin steaks in that the bone and the tenderloin and bottom round muscles have been removed and the cut is taken from biceps femoris. A baseball steak is essentially a center cut top sirloin steak. This cut of beef is very lean and is considered very flavorsome. And it's round. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. Now let's see, where's David? David, is it Ted's of Beverly Hills? Dave, how are you?
Yeah, Phil, great. Thanks for having me on the program. I've got Ted Bell here. I don't know how much time you can spend. I know Ted. That's okay, Ted. You know, I think we heard enough from Ted over the last couple of days, Phil, don't you think?
I mean, Ted's one of our sponsors.
Right, but I've been hearing his voice on your show nonstop.
I wanted to say something.
Thank you very much, Ted.
Look, one of the things you guys do is wrestle with phones. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, that looked good, man. The fuck is this? I like that. 1, 2. So, now what I want to do is I want to get Bud's going to come in.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I thought what we'd do is get some very tasteful not baseball steak music, but
where's YouTube, Jack?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. That's it for the pre-show. Friends, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. I can never miss an opportunity to tell you about the subscription model. You know, you hear our stuff all over the place, man. The Phil Henry Show is heard far and wide, on radio, on digital. The show is a I guess you might say it's iconic now. The Phil Hendry Show is a part of the radio, the audio comedy landscape. It's part of the entertainment landscape. People know of it, and yet, have they heard it? Well, the best way to hear the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is through our subscription model, because we have all of the original broadcast recordings. Why is this goddamn fucking thing not loud enough? Hi, it's Phil Hendry. Do it again. Phil. Okay.